Well, good day there, everyone. I hope your Easter was a great one, both having a break and remembering specifically the whole heart of what we're on about as Christians, the death and resurrection of Jesus, and so our death and resurrection as well. The growth group study for this week is on Revelation 19, verse 11 to 21, verse 8. And this is breaking my rule that I had. That I plan to set, and that is to now do the studies after the sermon. This one, however, will be before the sermon because there's some ideas in this study that we really need to get a handle on before hearing them possibly for the first time on Sunday. So what I've done is something a little bit different this time. The study that you've received will be a study of multiple choice questions. Now, the multiple choice does not mean that only one is right. All three could be right, or two could be right. That's up for you to talk about. Each section will have read a part of the passage, read the question, and then choose one of the answers and just discuss which you think it is. There's really no need to come to too many conclusions. It's just really a way of familiarising ourselves with the passage. There'll be some issues that come up that you might want to talk about in your group. Read 19:11 to see. First question, what type of war is being waged? Well, I think the interesting thing is it's a just war. Is it a physical war? I'm not convinced it is, but you might disagree. C, I think, is the key one because the sword coming out of Jesus' mouth is a word and he kills people with a word. And so that's a little bit different to an actual physical fight. Something's going on there. The next one, what is the name of the white horse rider? Well, all three of those options are correct. One thing to talk about might be the first one is no one knows. Why does no one know his name? The next one, what are the birds eating? God's great supper, the flesh, but the great, but not the small. That is the flesh of great, the flesh of great, but not the flesh of the small, the kings, but not the poor people. And C, just flesh. The next one, when is Satan bound? Before, during, or after the 1,000 years? Now, this is an important point because it's a controversial matter in the church today, and I want to try and address it in some way that's understandable. In this passage, Satan is bound before the 1,000 years. When does Jesus arrive? Well, this is a trick question because it's not in the passage of 21 to 10. It's in the previous passage, and so Jesus actually arrives before the 1,000 years. That's a pre-millennial position. The next one, 21:10. What is Satan bound from doing in the millennium? Is he bound from doing anything? Is he bound from deceiving or is he bound from tempting? The answer is B, it's deceiving the nations. So it's not that he can't do anything. It's not that he can't tempt, but he can't deceive the nations during this millennium period. Next one, read 21:10. Who comes to life and reigns with Jesus during the millennium? This is a hard one because I'm not really quite sure of the answer. Is it the judges? Is it the headless witnesses? Or is it all believers? It's at least the headless witnesses. It could be the headless witnesses and the judges. Or the headless witnesses and the judges could be metaphoric for all believers. I'll leave that to you. Next one. Who is thrown into the lake of fire? The devil. The devil and the beast and the false prophet, the devil, the beast, the false prophet, death and Hades. Well, all of those are right, but in that passage, B is the one that is talked about. Death and Hades are thrown into the lake of fire in the next passage. Read 20:11 to 15, which book is a judgment book? The open books, the book of life, the book of the dead. Well, there is no book of the dead, so it can't be C. A, is the open books the book of the open books seem to be the books of the records of what people have done. So that's a judgment book. But also the book of life is a judgment book in that you're judged innocent. Read 21 to 8. The holy city is A, the New Jerusalem, B, heaven, C, the church. Well, really, in some regards, all these three are right. it is ultimately the church, but it's the church with God, which is the heavenly position. So it's not that heaven's coming down, it's the church is coming down, but the church is coming down to be with God. And that's a good passage to think through and talk about. Next one, read 21:1-8. Why will there be no more death or mourning? A, because everyone is in heaven. B, because God has wiped them away. C, because the old order has passed away. And at C, God wipes away tears, yes, but it's because the old order has passed away. Good to think through what that means. And finally, read 21:1-8. What is the second death? Is it A, when you die and then are revived and then die again? B, judgment? Or C, the lake of burning sulfur? Well, it's actually really B and C, because both of those judgment, but in the text it particularly points to C. So hopefully this study will just get you into the passage, get you seeing some of the ideas, familiarizing yourself, and then on Sunday we'll be able to give a bigger picture. And then after that will be holidays. So I'm not sure whether your group meets in the holidays. We'll have to work that out. But there'll be no study after the sermon for this Sunday. This is the preparatory one. And then Sunday will be the outcome. And there'll be opportunity to talk about it, I suppose. But there you go. A 6-minute and 30-second podcast for leaders. That is a record. Hope you go well. See ya.